A 6-year battle, ladies and gentlemen. And Suffolk now has to return $29.4 million that have been illegally raided. I'm talking about from the Drinking Water Protection Program. We're going to talk about that right now. Statements made yesterday from the Suffolk County Controller. His name is John M. Kennedy. He happens to be running for county executive post as far as Suffolk is concerned this November the 5th. We welcome Mr. Kennedy, the county controller. Mr. Controller, how are you?
Hey, doing fine this morning. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Little backstory. As we all know, you go back, what, 8 years, John? The county legislature, under the leadership of then-county executive, right, Steve Levy, redirected funds from the Drinking Water Protection Program to the county general fund. The fund was approved by a majority of voters way back, I think it was the mid to late 80s.
87, as a matter of fact, that's when quarter cent was first adopted.
There you go. And they used, a quarter of a cent in tax, sales tax, to fund water quality improvement projects and land preservation across the county. Now, following the raid, the society sued, talk about the Pine Barrens here. We had Dick Amper on, sued to protect the integrity of the program, the public's trust. That's where it all comes into play. Fast forward, you had on June the 26th, John Kennedy, the appellate division again ruled in the Pine Barrens Society's favor, ordering that the judgment to be reversed and a new judgment to be issued, thus requiring the county government to return that $29 million plus to the people of Suffolk County. And that has yet to be returned. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you are. So it really gets down to basic fundamental elements. By the way, no surprise, well, actually very surprised, that the underlying issue we're talking about is water. Because the county executive has seemed to become the grand czar of all things water. And yet here we are, putting back what the public never wanted to be taken to begin with, which was that quarter cent revenue stream, to go towards the things that we all know are kind of integral and critical to taking care of our water,
right,
including stormwater containment, including maintenance, expansion, and buildup of our sewers, sewering plants, a whole variety and range of things that actually have lacked the funding streams in order to go ahead and do the projects. You'll recall we promoted and put plans out for sewering on Main Street in Smithtown and Kings Park for the better part of 12 years.
Yeah.
And the lament has always been, well, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough money. Well, of course we don't have enough money, because we took that dedicated fund and we applied it towards general operating expense. You know, let's go to something much more basic, though. You know, I am an attorney. I am not a litigator. But I do know that when an appellate division tells you do something, that's pretty much it. Game over. End of story. Do it now. Otherwise, we now become akin to almost flouting the court, if you will, Jay. This is not something where we get to go ahead and yet again pursue some misguided or frivolous concept. Court said, no, that's it. Put it back, put it into the quarter cent funds, and get about the business of what the public for 30 years has been telling us we should be doing. Take care of the aquifer, deal with with containment of stormwater, and take care of the water.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking with John Kennedy, Suffolk Controller. We're talking about this whole situation of the fund that was, according to the appellate division, listen, they basically stated, and I quote from them, that it was illegal, this raid, null and void, declaring this whole thing. Now, remember, I told you about 2011. We told you about the final ruling on June 26th of this year. But if you go in the middle, folks, to year 2014, the state appellate division ruled in the society's favor, declaring this whole thing illegal, null and void, because it had been altered. And why was it altered? Okay, it had been altered because there was no referendum, basically. Am I right with that? I mean, they basically
yes. Yeah. What happened was the premise, as I understand it, and I will be reviewing the latest set of legal papers because I have heard that from the opposition, they are so outraged by this that they are actually going to go ahead and possibly look for the court now to go ahead and sanction and penalize this. You know, this is one where you just sit there and you have to say, right-thinking minds and common sense say, okay, let's stop. Let's stop now because you know what? Ultimately, we meaning county government, we meaning county executive, can't throw away or disregard one more nickel of public funds, now hiring yet a new law firm to try to go ahead and recycle the same old tired arguments that the court has already summarily rejected. You know, we all take an oath. We're supposed to uphold the law. Well, here's the law. The law is move the money back now. Not, you know, not pursue yet another nonsensical argument.
You know, and to me, there's ambiguity here, John, because, and this is what I find fascinating, in that the Bologna administration submitted a judgment. They agreed that the raid was a mistake, okay?
Yeah.
They agreed to they knew it was a mistake, but then they argued that they were not required to return the money. How do you have it both ways here? You know, this is what I mean about the ambiguity of this whole situation. You're admitting that this was a mistake, but yet it was a mistake, but I'm going to keep the money. I don't get the rationale.
Well, you go one step further, and as a matter of fact, look, anybody who thought that Dick Amper was going to turn around and say, oh, yeah, never mind. He may have been born at night, but not last night. You know, I know him a long time. He's been an extremely, extremely vigilant steward of protection of the Pine Barrens and of the aquifer and of our drinking water. And it really gets at the credibility of the administration. I don't know how they can, with a straight face, engage in this posture and then, you know, want to pursue some plan that is looking for $4 billion for sewering and an exit tax, you know, on people who want to sell homes and all kinds of, you know, hypothesis about nitrogen. Just makes no sense.
Hey, listen.
There's no consistency anyway.
John, one thing about Dick Amper, I've known him 15 years, actually more. Yeah. I go back to 2001 with him, back in the old days in Riverhead. I mean, you can't get anything by this guy. I mean, he is the protector.
No.
You know, the thing is, if you somehow harm a tiger salamander on the society's property, guess what? You're going to hear from Amper, much less this. I'll tell you, be careful here. So in essence, I don't know where to go on this. Do you think this administration has another trick up their sleeves? Is there illegality? Is there a loophole that you could figure out of why they have, I mean, outside of the obvious that there is no money to repay, I get it. But in essence, are there any loopholes that we do not see that this administration can use right now?
Not a single one. And here's what I think is the plan. The plan is simply to attempt to delay addressing the payment from 2019 to 2020. And, in fact, what will really be the thing to watch is, does the administration make some kind of proviso with their 2020 operating to go ahead and swing, you know, that $30 million over to go ahead and repopulate? Jay, I got to tell you, listen, I'm the guy that keeps the books. There's no $30 million hanging out there that we have in surplus. Not at all. Nowhere, no how. And on top of it, the rating agencies have said, if we pinch any of those reserves, 5 more cents, down comes the bond rating. It's already gone down 7 times. We can't afford to have it go down anymore.
No,
we'll be beyond junk bond status.
That's tough. It really is. You know, I can't see it. I mean, you know, listen, we're in a position where we talk about this daily. You know, we crunch numbers. When you're $100 million in annual deficits, $2 billion in debt. As you mentioned, bond rating could go down. Was it 7? Could go down to 8. You know, junkyard, who knows? Junk bond status. Listen, I don't know anymore. I'll tell you the truth. I just don't know where you go from here. With that being said, let me ask you this. Because in my travels yesterday, and I get asked this a lot, because people are paying attention. And that's a good thing. But they want to know. On two different occasions yesterday, was asked to me, and I said, you know what, let me find out. So where are we at? This whole private letter ruling on the IRS and everything else, a decision, the 59 homes, the grants and everything else. We went over this left and right. John, are we coming close as far as getting some sort of an answer from the Internal Revenue Service?
The only thing I can offer on it, Jay, is that you know, I'm kind of going by what the federal agency gave us with the company line, that it would take up to 6 months to go ahead and to, you know, give a response. I remain confident that, you know, the actions we've taken were the proper actions. You know, that we had great assistance from both Congressman Zeldin and Pete King's office. Chuck Schumer's office weighed in, you know, with general interest and inquiry. But, you know, here's the other thing. So, obviously, we need the response back. But let's remember, by the administration's own admission, the majority of those IAs, those enhanced septic systems, aren't working. They're not doing what they were supposed to do. And yet, here we are, hell-bent on now mandating that these things be installed. Oh, by the way, if you have a ring in a front yard and you're looking to sell because you probably said, I can't take it in Suffolk here anymore, I pull the ultimate out card, you got to pay $30,000 to get out.
Mm.
That's some bad, bad, bad news, in my opinion.
And I said this, I said it once and I'll say it again. I basically have felt for a long time. I mean, you know, listen, in an election process, politicizing, a bunch of nonsense, doing due diligence to cover tracks when you don't get answers. And I say, and I'll say it even when you're off. I said it when you're off the air. I said it to Peter Scully, for crying out loud. You know, it's covering tracks. It's due diligence. When you don't get answers from the top, where else do you go? And
you know, it's unfortunate, Jay. And as a matter of fact, listen, you're a student of this. You understand government. You understand the separation of powers. You understand the arm's length. And when they presented this to us, they are the administration. They are charged with effectuating and operating whatever the particular priorities and initiatives they look at. We're the mechanics. We're the ones that are supposed to make it work, supposed to pay for it, do the nuts and bolts. When we presented to them, hey, you got way too many holes in this thing. This is like Swiss cheese. Get us some answers so we can know and not work a hardship on citizens. And by the way, you know, I question that being a hardship because let's remember, those people got between $20,000 and $30,000 in order to install these things, where if you or I went out, we'd be paying Acme Plumbing and the $15,000 to go ahead and do our septic system. But nevertheless, it's still incumbent on government to go ahead and put out comprehensive, accurate, fact-based information. In this case, they went ahead without having all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. And they left us with no position, but then to have to go ahead and seek the answers from the agency. And I anticipate that we'll have it sometime in September or October.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. And really, the overall thing it does, it just, to me, accentuates the problems, the ongoing problems, John Kennedy, of water quality here on Long Island. I mean, really, that's what it is. You know, sewer hookups and everything else. Southwest District, we talk about it all the time, major projects. People complain to me more about water quality than anything else. And thus, they you know, this is an easy one for folks when they say, you know what, I'm tired here. And not only the cost of living and everything else, you know, we're known for the water, obviously. We never, listen, these issues only came out in the limelight 5-6 years ago, you know. And now even more so, and that's why, you know, a lot of people say that they're fed up over this, but it is what it is.
No, I agree. But in all fairness, listen, you know what? We have had people who have been champions, if you will, of water quality. Look, go all the way back to the 208 study, back under Dr. Koppelman, when the initial groundwork was first laid to try to get a sense on what was going on with our aquifer and, you know, to the extent of what was happening with our harbor space, this, that, and the other thing. I think in this case, listen, let's not overcomplicate this. Let's not try to go ahead and yet again defy or evade what's a pretty direct and specific order.
Yeah.
It's not a suggestion. This is an order that came from the appellate
division. Absolutely.
By the way, 4-0. 4-0. What that means is that unless the Court of Appeals decides, yeah, maybe we need to take this up. Oh, and by the way, the Court of Appeals, the highest court in the whole state of New York, they got a docket that's wide and deep. Why would they want to go ahead and set aside what 4 appellate judges decided was axiomatic? All the same. Yay, 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 yay. Pay the money back.
Listen, the court ruled. That's what
they did.
And we'll see what happens. John M. Kennedy, Suffolk County Controller. He is running for county executive right here in the county. John, a pleasure. We'll talk soon, sir.
Jay, I got to jump. Take care. Be well. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. There you go. By the way, you know, I just want to state, and, you know, this show does not sway either side. We're in the middle here, okay? I just want to point that out because in this particular case, I reached out to the administration to see if we can get the county executive on. But as usual, never a return call on time. Never any feedback or anything else. That's the way they want to conduct things? Fine. We feel we're the voice of the island here, okay? And we want to get both sides on. We want to know how the administration is answering the call of the appellate division here. Yet, tough to get answers when we don't get the calls as far as trying to schedule. It is what it is, folks.